Mimi speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, good morning. My name is Pearl. I'm calling just inquiring about your services.
Okay, sure. I'm happy to help. What is it that you're looking for? Services for yourself or a family member?
Services for a family member. She's an adult. She's autistic, but she has some other issues going on.
Okay, give me just a second, just a minute.
Okay. A lot of trees down south. Wow. That's a power pole. Oh my goodness. Ay, Dios mío. Look at this. Come here. Come here. Look at this. This is bad.
I'm sorry, hello?
Yes,
there?
Hello.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm here.
Okay. So you need the services for who is the services for?
My sister.
Your sister. Okay. Now, how old is she?
29.
Okay.
I'm 29, right?
Oh, okay. And what about, do you know if she is on Medicaid?
You can speak with her if you
oh,
like.
She's
you
there.
Speak with her?
Sure.
Yeah, she's here. Okay.
Okay.
I'm going to take the phone.
Hi, yes.
Okay. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Very good. So, are you on Medicaid?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay. Let me look it up for you. What's your first and last name?
My first and last name is Diamond Clark.
Diamond Clark. Clark is C-L-A-R-K-E?
Without the E.
Without the E?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
7/22/1997.
97. Okay. 1 minute. And what's your home address?
4832 Cedar Avenue, apartment 2B, as in boy, Philadelphia, PA, 19143.
All right. Okay.
I lose it.
1 minute. Did you already get approved for services, or this is your first time reaching out?
This is my first time reaching out.
Right.
I've been approved for services already. I'm sorry.
Okay. How many hours?
My appointment is coming out Friday.
I'm sorry?
I have an enrollment broker coming out on Friday, the 27th.
Oh. Perfect. Okay, no problem. 1 second. Do you know from which insurance? Yes. Keystone first, or you?
No, health partner.
Okay. All right, 1 second. So you said your first name is D-I-A-M as in Mary, O-N-D?
Yes.
Last name is C-L-A-R-K. Date of birth is 7/22/1997.
Yeah.
Okay, let me see. I'm not sure why nothing is coming up here. What's your, do you mind if I look it up through your social security number?
Yeah.
Okay. What is the social security number?
210.
210.
76.
Mm-hmm.
0465.
0465. Okay, wonderful. Give me just a second, okay?
Yeah.
Last summer, I bothered with it. Some of you for me, I bothered with it. But one thing I think you about to keep is sleeping. Don't sleep me on day. So, it's just like, those parts are strange. They change, change, change. Because it's like 75 hours now. Just to make sure that we go for it and see them in 75. Oh, downtown is 150, but it's worth it. They do the polishing to the skin. They do your arms, downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, I think it's like,
yes, I'm here.
Perfect. I found your Medicaid here. So who's going to be your caregiver?
My sister.
Okay. And what's her name?
Pearl. P-E-A-R-L. Wait. L-A. Sorry.
What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Pearl Lake.
Pearl?
Yes.
Lakes. Okay, and her phone number?
445.
Mm-hmm.
220.
Mm-hmm.
7671.
Okay, we'll be the caregiver. And what about your phone number?
My phone number is
267-710-3371. Okay, wonderful. So let me check if my intake team is available to speak to you now. 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, perfect. So let me send you over to Abigail. Okay?
Okay.
Give me just 1 second. I'll send you over to her. She'll help you with the process, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Sure.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, Abigail. Give her a second. She went to run to the, get some tissue right quick.
Yes, she does. No problem.
Yes, hi, Abigail. Hello?
Yes, hi.
Hi.
This
How
is Abigail
you?
From Family First Cam. Good, thank you. What's doing? So you just spoke with Miriam, correct? With Mimi?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Fine. Amazing. What? Okay. Just a second, please.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yeah, just a second. Sorry. So you want to apply for home care services, correct?
Yes. Yeah.
And this is for you or for... Or are you not the patient?
For me.
Okay. Amazing. So I just like to run the patient through the process a little bit before we start, just so you know exactly how it's going to go. So you have to be approved by Maximus, which is a company from the state, and then after that, you will have to be approved from the county for the services. So
okay.
What the Maximus approval is they have 2 assessments to see if you are physically eligible for the services, which usually that is fine. If it usually works out because you are applying because you need the services. And then you will need to send in some financial documents, which I'm going to tell you about at a later point so that you don't have to deal with that right now. Okay, but the process usually does take about 6 weeks. I just want to let you know that before you start, just so you know exactly how it's going to go, how long it's going to take. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I also have to confirm with you that you're not making more than $2,900 a month, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and just a few more things. Do you own a home or a car?
No.
Do you have any other assets for over $8,000?
No.
Anything in the bank, cash value of anything, any cash value, savings?
No.
Okay, are you married?
No.
And are you living with any minors at the moment?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. What is your relationship to the minors? Hello?
Yes.
What's your relationship to the minors you're living with?
Aunt. I'm his aunt.
Sorry?
I'm his aunt.
You're his aunt. Okay.
Yes.
So you're living with your nephew?
Yes.
How old is he?
And my sister, which is his mother.
Okay, is she a minor, your sister?
No.
Okay, so would you be able to, the reason why I'm asking about the minors is because once we are collecting the financial documents, they won't request the financial documents from you if you are living with minors, which works out for you. We don't know why. They just bypass that. So we just need to get the name and birth date of the minor, and then you won't have to collect your financial documents.
Okay,
Hi,
my name is Pearl. I'm Diamond's sister. I'm the mother of her nephew.
Okay, what's your son's name?
Eldrew, E-L-D-R-E-W, Eldrew Lake, L-A-K-E, Jr. So his name is Eldrew Lake, Jr.
Okay. And his birth date, please?
8/25/2010.
2010, you said?
Yes.
Okay, amazing. Okay, so the first step in the application process will be to schedule an assessment with the patient. This is with Maximus. So I'm going to give you the number for Maximus. Do you have it, or if you can always call them to ask them any questions that you may have for the patient. Okay?
Okay. Okay, I'm ready for Maximus' number.
It's 877-550-4227.
4227. I had this number before for
you
my
have
mother.
It. Oh.
Yeah,
from okay.
My, and it's the same after all these years. I'm like, you got this number saved in your phone, girl, because it came up.
Oh, okay, fine. So that's great. So you're going to call that number to schedule the assessment, and then once you have that scheduled, I'm going to have you text me with the date and time that you scheduled for so that I can mark it down and follow up with you about how that goes, okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to give you my number as well because Mimi transferred you over to me, so you didn't get my number.
What's your name again? I'm sorry.
My name is Abigail. You can see me as Abigail from Family First Care in your phone.
Abigail.
Family
okay.
First Care is the agency.
Okay, Family First Care. Okay. I'm
are you ready for my number?
Then I'm waiting there, sweetheart, because I'm writing.
No
so,
problem.
Abigail Family First Care. That is the agency, right?
Yeah, that's the name.
Okay. Okay. I'm ready for the number.
Okay, it's 267.
267.
551.
551.
7438.
743. So 7438, right?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, I got it, Abigail. Right. So when I'm gonna save you on my phone just like this.
Yes.
Okay.
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 And
yeah.
Then one more thing, just while I have you on the phone. The broker will give you, the patient by the assessment, a doctor's form to fill out by the doctor. But what I usually do is I have someone call you from the telehealth company, which is a company we work with, and they can fill out the form over the phone by asking you questions. So they will just ask you questions, they'll fill out the form, and they send it straight back to us. So usually this is an easier way of doing it. Okay.
Right, because doctors procrastinate, yes.
Yeah.
I've been through this process before, like I told you with my mom, so I know how it can be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sometimes it does take a while. Usually the reason why the process takes so long is because you don't hear back from the county right away, which is very frustrating. There's nothing really we can do on our end. I do try to get in touch with the county, but they do eventually give us an answer. But that's why the process does take about 6 weeks or more sometimes, because you can't hear back from the county. But
that's the way.
But they do give an answer after a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk. So
just
to know that. Sorry.
I'm talking to my son. I'm telling him to go check something for me right quick.
Oh.
I'm listening to you, Abigail.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to let you know. If you have any questions throughout the process, I'm here for you. I'm going to tell you what the next step is throughout, so just don't worry. I'm here, and you can always text me with a question that you have, okay?
Okay, yes. Thank you so much.
No problem.
You want Diamondback?
No, I'm good. I think just the next thing would be to just schedule the assessment. If she would like to speak with me, I'm happy to answer any questions she has, but I think we're done, okay? Just text me with the date and time that you scheduled for, okay?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
We got to schedule an assessment.
Okay.
Oh, said we want to schedule with Mason.
Right. And then the person that's going to call you to fill out the form, they're going to call from a New York number. It's a New York company, but they will fill out your doctor's form over the phone. So I just want to let you know it's a New York number.
Okay, she got to tell her health and people, agency people that are called and fill out the form.
Okay.
So you don't got to go through all of that, you know, for person and she wants your doctor. So, and then she said it's a New York number. So New York is normally like 717.
Okay.
Like it's an odd number.
718. Okay.
718.
Okay. Fine. So then we'll be in touch, okay? Take care.
Yes. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Have a good
day. You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.